I'm Leah Fleming with Atlanta News. The Georgia Senate is moving forward with a proposal that would create regional mass transit around Atlanta. Republican State Senator Brandon Beach of Alpharetta is the bill's sponsor. He says the goal is to create a seamless regional transit system that's not hindered by county lines. Beach says this wouldn't change existing services, but rather bring them all under one umbrella.
Let me be very clear. We are not trying to take over MARTA. We don't want to operate MARTA. We want MARTA to be the operator. MARTA is very good at operations, but I do think we need an entity, the ATL Commission, to then oversee planning and infrastructure improvements.
Under the bill, counties would have to vote for special transportation sales taxes to expand MARTA into their area. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation is looking into a string of deadly police shootings involving replica handguns that often look just like real ones. A GBI spokeswoman tells WSB investigations into four shootings that happened over the past few weeks are still open. Police shot and killed a man suspected of robbery who had a BB gun in East Point last week. Days before that, another man suspected of robbery was also allegedly armed with a BB gun. He was shot and killed by a police officer in Dunwoody. Retired GBI official Moses Ector says the fake guns look identical to real ones, making it hard to know on a quick glance if the threat is real. One of President Trump's attorneys was met with protest at his alma mater, Mercer University. Past comments about LGBTQ people by Mercer University graduate Jay Sekulow prompted about 20 students to attend his speech yesterday, draped in rainbow flags. In his remarks honoring the school's Founders Day, Sekulow told students that it's important to disagree without being disagreeable.
You're learning how to think. You're learning how to engage. Mercer has a tremendously rich heritage. But the heritage is the past. You are its future.
The New York Times recently reported that Sekulow is one of the attorneys discouraging the president from talking to special counsel Robert Mueller. Sekulow did not answer audience questions about his advice to the president regarding the Russia investigation. Marvel's latest superhero movie, Black Panther, which is set to come out next week, has had a significant impact on Atlanta's economy. Pinewood Studios in Fayetteville was one of the main filming locations for the film. According to CBS 46, $84 million in revenue was generated for the metro area, which includes wages for around 3,000 Georgians. Last night, the Fox Theater held a special screening of the movie, where celebrities like Samuel L. Jackson and Kim Fields got an early look at the film. Black Panther will officially be released on February 16th. The Gerber Products Company will feature a new spokesbaby this year from Georgia. One-year-old Lucas Warren of Dalton will be the first spokesbaby with Down syndrome in the company's 91-year history. His photo was chosen out of more than 140,000. Lucas will receive $50,000 and his image will be featured in Gerber's social media posts. Lucas's mother says she hopes the campaign will promote the acceptance of special needs children. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Leah Fleming.